The state Senate has passed comprehensive legislation designed to restrict Vermonters' easy access to firearms. The bill is now on its way to Governor Phil Scott, who has said he will sign it. VPR's John Dillon has more.
With a 17-13 vote by the Senate, Vermont is now poised to end its standing as a state with some of the least restrictive gun laws in the country. And it was that cultural change that Essex Orleans Senator John Rogers lamented in his remarks to the Senate. He said gun ownership and gun rights were a part of the Vermont he knew growing up in the Northeast Kingdom.
I think maybe if we pass this bill, maybe it is over. Maybe the Vermont I grew up in is over and it's changed. When I was young, it seemed like the people who moved here because they loved it here and they embraced our values and our heritage and our traditions. But it seems now that we've been overpopulated with folks who came here for different reasons.
But other senators said recent school shootings around the country and the arrest in February of an 18-year-old in Fairhaven who had threatened his high school showed Vermont was not immune to potential mass gun violence. Chittenden County Senator Phil Baruth argued the legislation will make the state safer.
I believe, as has been expressed by people who previously opposed S-55, that it will help in all sorts of categories, suicide, mass shootings, and other moments of gun violence.
The bill raises the legal age for gun purchases, expands background checks for private gun sales, and bans high-capacity magazines and rapid-fire devices known as bump stocks. Opponents argued the bill is unconstitutional, won't make the state any safer, and they said the magazine ban is unenforceable. Bennington Senator Dick Sears wanted to strip the bill of the magazine section, which was added by the House. He noted that the House included an exemption for Vermont companies to make high-capacity magazines, yet banned them for sale within the state.
Then we have the incongruity, Mr. President, of manufacturing an item that the other body chose to ban. Yet they made an exception to produce the product in Vermont and then ship it to other states. So if it's bad here, why is it good over there?
Senate President Tim Ash said the restrictions on high-capacity magazines made sense as a preventative measure.
We often will hear, in Vermont, there has never been an instance where this has happened or that has happened. There's been no instance where a 30-capacity magazine has been used. That's always true until it is. That's precisely the problem. It's always true until someone does use such a device.
The Senate will take up two more gun-related measures next week. Both are aimed at removing guns from homes in cases of domestic violence or when someone is at risk of imminent harm. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.